everybody. It's Tracy here with the So Many Shows podcast. I'm with my fellow SMS podcaster, Mike Martini. What's up, Mike?
Oh, it's been a great day so far. How about you?
Pretty good. I'm excited to be talking with you about Tracker on CBS, or it can be streamed on Paramount Plus. Now, a lot of you may listen for our Michael Conley universe shows, The Lincoln Lawyer, Bosch Legacy, but we do cover several different shows, thus the name, So Many Shows. And one that Mike and I have been interested in lately is the new series. It premiered after the Super Bowl, called Tracker. Stars Justin Hartley. And for our Lincoln Lawyer fans, it also stars Fiona Renee, who plays Renee Green. So that was a fun find when we were checking out the show. So, Mike, let's just kick it off with what gave you an interest in the show? Why did you start watching?
Well, right off the bat from the trailer, obviously, I was drawn to Justin Hartley, who I was a big fan of the show, This Is Us. I loved every single episode of that show. But so when I saw that Justin Hartley was going to have this show, I wanted to make sure I caught the first episode after it aired. And then you had mentioned to me, I think like a week or two before it even premiered, that it's based off of a book series, Jeffrey Deaver's book series, the Coulter Shaw series. So once when I knew that, I think I bought the first two books in that series on Audible and started listening to them. So yeah, so right off the bat caught my eye was Justin Hartley. I'm like, oh, great. Big fan of his from This Is Us. I want to see what this show has to bring.
Yeah. Got your curiosity piqued. Yeah, the Coulter Shaw series. Now, a lot of people may have heard of Jeffrey Deaver from the Lincoln Rhyme series. Of course, there was the Bone Collector movie starring Denzel Washington and Angelina Jolie. So you may have heard him for he has several different series of books. But yeah, I had not checked out the Coulter Shaw books either. And so I was kind of chomping at the bit because it was still a couple of weeks before the show was to come out. So I went ahead and started listening to the books before. Did you start
same
the
as
books?
Me then.
Yeah, same. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I listened to the first two before the series dropped.
And like you, I am a big fan of Justin Hartley from This Is Us. I did not follow him or know of him in his soap opera days, but he does have history going back there. But yeah, This Is Us is a show I really enjoyed watching with my son. So yeah, that character stuck with me. And so I was like, what is he going to do next? You know, because Kevin Pearson in This Is Us is such a big, dynamic, dramatic, emotional character, you know? And I was like, he made such an impact. I'm like, how is this going to be different? And for me, one of the biggest things I noticed or expected, first of all, expected from reading or listening to the books, but then also noticed when watching the show, that there's a lot more reservation in this character, and you know, which is important because they let you know in the books and in the show that he uses probabilities, very scientific or very logical reasoning for the choices that he makes in pursuit of finding people for rewards. So yeah, I guess we should back up just for a minute and talk about the premise. Coulter Shaw grew up kind of off the grid, we learn. So he knows a lot about wilderness, hunting, climbing, just all kinds of things you might encounter in the outdoors. Learned a lot from his father, has a brother and a sister. But as an adult, he is a reward seeker. So if there's a missing person, it could be something other than a person, but if something's missed, someone or something is missing and there's a reward offered, then he will take the job. And he says he only takes the reward, you know, in success, actually finding that person or thing. And the outcome may not be, my understanding is success is finding whether someone is alive or unfortunately dead. Is that how you understood
it? If you find somebody, you've still found them, whether they're, like you said, alive or dead. I consider that not a victory if they are dead, but you know, completed.
Completed. Yeah, that's the measure of success for accepting the reward. So yeah, and I think it's also interesting watching the character stay calm and, this type of reserved manner in situations where everybody else is panicked, And sometimes he's able to help them calm down. Sometimes, maybe not. But I like that contrast when it comes up. Now, what are some of your favorite things about the show or the character?
Well, so far, I mean, it was right off the bat of the first episode where he's kind of like the charming, like you said, he's cool, relaxed in a situation where a lady thinks that she's going to be, die out where he'd found her,
Like of
and he was giving her the,
hypothermia. Yeah, I
hypothermia, and he was giving her the statistics. Well, if I do this, you'll have a 90% chance of living. If I don't, you only have a 10% chance of living. So right off the bat, it kind of drew me in with the with those probabilities that he does in his head in the books. And then so far, it's not just him, it's also the ensemble cast around him, and the locations of where they're shooting, where they're filming. Because with him in the books, he drives a Winnebago and rents vehicles to travel around to where he needs to travel around to. In the show, he has a really nice, was it a GMC Denali truck or something like that? And
I'm
he
not a truck
pulls
expert, but it's
behind.
big and it's nice.
Yeah, so this is a very nice pickup truck that he uses, and he pulls a travel trailer with him so he can go anywhere and then and do his job what he needs to do. So, like I said, it's not only the ensemble cast and the people around him, which vary a little bit from the books. He's got the those Teddy and Velma that find rewards for him to go after and seek. But that varies a little bit from the books. In the books, it's a male and female, married. But in the show here, it's two women married. And my love for them is their love of dogs. Because right after in the first episode, they're deciding whether or not they wanted to adopt another dog, and they said, "Well, two dogs is too many, or three dogs is too many, or something like that." But spoiler for the first episode, they get the dog. But so it's like their love of animals draws me into those two characters there.
I don't want to spoil anything either, but when you're kind of looking at characters and you're like, "Do I like them?" You kind of have to give them the seal of approval. And what transpires with that dog scenario in the first episode, I was like, yep, they're good people, just like you.
Yes, exactly. They love dogs. I love dogs too. So they are good people, are good. You check the box where you like those characters. And then another character that they use is a character of Bobby. I don't think he deals with anybody like that in the books. And for those kind of purposes, he uses a
Is it a
oh,
former
okay.
FBI agent or something? Is
Something
it?
like that. I think she's in DC. I can't remember her name off the top of my head, even though I've
But
listened to the
he has some
books.
other contacts in the books that
Yes.
sometimes he'll go to for specific tech things or
Yes.
information. But yeah, we've got
And from what
Bobby in the show.
yes, and from what I've seen, I like the banter kind of between them, where I think Shaw will call him up and Bobby like, "Oh yeah, just jumping right to the case, no, hello, how are you, or how are you doing today," type of thing. It's
Yeah, because Coulter's always on the mission. He doesn't really call to just hang out or, catch up. He's always on mission when he calls.
And we kind of see that in Bosch too, and Bosch is calling somebody, right to the point, and then you don't even say a thank you or goodbye. He just kind of hangs up after he
Hangs
gets
up.
the answers he needs. So a little bit of similarities there between Coulter and Bosch, but yeah, or Tracker and Bosch, but yeah, so I like the banter between those two characters. And like you'd pointed out, I was happy to see Fiona Renee come in as Shaw's attorney in the first episode, and then she came in as a person with a client in the third episode. So I was happy to see her in two episodes. When you first, I think you had pointed it out to me or on a on the tracker. You put that into the tracker recap thing on so many shows.
I'm not, I pointed out, I did it on our Lincoln Law Pod on
That's right.
X, formerly Twitter. I did a post about it, like, hey, look out for Riona
Okay.
Fenae, who of
That's
course,
where I said it.
who plays Glory Days, and the
Yes.
Lincoln lawyer. So yeah, I
That's
put that out there.
where I saw it. I just couldn't remember exactly where I'd seen it from. So I'm like, oh, cool. I like when I see actors and actresses from other shows and they're coming into shows that I'm hoping are potential top, move to the top of my watch list for various reasons. So.
So something I really like too, we didn't mention much just now about what follows his fancy truck is the Airstream trailer.
Yes.
And my grandparents had one when I was growing up, so that's kind of, I have a fond memory there. His looks a lot more souped up than theirs.
Yes.
It's you know, very easily lived in from what we can tell. And but I've always been kind of fascinated with small spaces that you can live in that have a little bit of everything. Like I've been fascinated with tree houses and, you know, RVs, just these small spaces where you can, I don't know, it's like a clubhouse or something. I don't know, maybe it's a kid type thing in me,
Yeah.
but I think that the Airstream is pretty cool. So yeah, that he pulls that on the truck so he can, you know, take care of business wherever he goes. And I think there's even a there's a well there is a forum about Airstream trailers. I don't remember the name of it, but I was just doing a little Googling about Airstream trailers and Tracker, and it had come up on that forum, and someone had pointed out the exact model of
Oh, really?
Airstream trailer that it was. So I'm not the only person that's, you know, thinks Airstreams are pretty darn cool. So there's a whole forum about them. But
Nice.
yeah, I like that. It's not, I mean, I don't really, you could use the term vagabond, nomad. I mean, he's always very purposeful with wherever he's going. He's not just traveling to travel and see what happens next. You know, he has a destination and a mission. But I just think that lifestyle is kind of cool, you know, like free
Yep.
bird kind of thing. So
Yeah, it's like the character that he's tasked with finding in the episode 4 was kind of the vagabond, move from city to city and place to place with no rhyme or reason.
yeah, that does come up. So how have you been as far as predicting the where the person is or who may have taken them, like sort of solving the case? How well have you done with that in your watch? Because not many of them have come up in the books that you and I have listened to.
So some of them have kind of thrown me off a little bit, or you hope for a different outcome than what transpired. So
Yeah.
I wish it was different like that, where he tracks down everybody. In my heart and my mind, I hope that every person he's trying to find comes out alive. So,
Sure. Yeah.
but obviously it can't all be like that when you're trying to find somebody that's been missing for months or weeks. But
Yeah. I
so.
haven't, except for one that was somewhat similar to one of the books I listened to. Other than that one, I have not really figured out what was going on early on. Like it so I obviously that's what you want. Like you want to feel smart, like you figured it out, but really you don't want to know what happens until the end. You want to be surprised.
Exactly.
You know, so that's kind of been my track record. Is there anything you would like to see differently in the show so far?
Well, I think you and I have mentioned this in a chat room together at our direct messaging back and forth is I'm hoping to see like the plot from the Never Game come into play. All the plots that they're doing in the first 4 episodes are just kind of building up like a rapport for the character. We're
Like the
now
concept, things like that.
the
Yeah.
concept and stuff like that. Because I think in the books, he's kind of like he's well off. He's done this for a long time, so he's made a bunch of money. So I think that's what I'm hoping what this first part of the season is doing is just setting up for that bigger plot line where it takes, anywhere from 3 to 6 episodes to kind of work through.
Yeah, we have seen some running threads in the first few episodes to kind of a story that carries through a little bit. But yeah, in general, at this point, it does seem more like a bit of a procedural. So you do find out, you know, the everything is solved in one episode. So yeah, with the detail that we see in the books, it would be really cool if some of the missing people, some of the missions did go over, you know, several episodes and
Yep.
get more of that detail of how he works through, because that logic is what really draws me in. It reminds me a little bit of the way in the Reacher books with Lee Child, how Reacher's always like explaining how he's going to take someone down, you know, or what their weakness is and how he's going to go after it. You know, there's just a lot of logic involved, and I like hearing that. So yeah, I like you, I like those details, and it would just be fun to get even more of that.
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
but yeah, and so it's been renewed for a second season. We learned that recently. That has been announced. So that's exciting. One other thing we want to talk about, of course, is that Justin's wife, Sophia Pernas, is in an upcoming episode, and we had the chance to talk to her. And so that's the second part of the podcast today. We did some Q&A with her, and I thought it was a lot of fun. Did you?
Oh, I had a blast. Like, when it gets to the cues, this or that, she
Yeah.
threw me off on one of them. So it was just kind of fun to kind of talk her through
Yeah.
that. You know, it's like
Yeah,
how's that reason out where you're wearing this but being here type of thing. So yeah, it was fun to. It
She was a
was
lot of
really fun to
fun.
talk.
Yeah.
Plus, like I think you and I talked about it afterwards, how quick she was with the answers. There wasn't a lot of ums and ahs and oh, let me think about that because that's a great question. You know, she was right on the spot, boom, you know. So she was a very great interviewee that day. So it was really fun to talk to her and have just ask some questions about the show that we were just kind of thinking of.
So definitely check that out and look forward to the episode. Her episode will be airing on March 24th.
Yep, coming up soon.
So
Oh, that's
definitely
next.
check that out. So we really appreciate her chatting with us, and it was fun to get insights about the show and her and Justin and of course the episode itself. So stay tuned for that and let us know how you're enjoying Tracker. You can email either one of us at our So Many Shows address, Tracy, Tracey, at somanyshows.com, or Mike M, as in Mike Martini, Mark M. Mark, Mike M.
All good.
Yeah, I know this guy. Mike M at somanyshows.com. Let us know
My
if you watched.
name's a tongue twister.
Yeah, it is kind of. So let us know if you've watched, if you're going to watch, what you're thinking.
This has been Tracker Talk with Tracy and Mike.
Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back. Bye.
Bye, everyone. See you next time.
Hello, Sophia. Thank you for talking to
Hi.
us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We are Tracy and Mike from somanyshows.com. We're so excited to talk to you about being working with Justin on Tracker. We got to screen the episode and it was amazing. So Mike's going to kick us off with the first question.
Cool.
There's a lot of smack talk between Billy and Coulter in this episode. Who do you think had the best burns?
Oh man. Oh, that's a good question. I think Billy had some, I think she outzingered him. I do.
Good.
I would agree. I would agree. So we know that you're no stranger to roles involving danger and high stakes and espionage. So what makes this high stakes role unique from others that you've played? Something that stands out differently?
I think Billy's a bit more still. I Lexi on Blood and Treasure was, I think, more stylized. I got to really sort of be in her skin and just sort of be one of those, like, those floppy things outside a car lot. I got to kind of do that with her a little bit. But with Billy, I think she's in a very male dominated. That's kind of how I played her anyway. I don't know that this is a relatively new job description, right? So in my mind, I'm like, I'm sure this is probably a very male dominated field, and she has to present as such, So I kind of played her a bit more commanding, or just a bit more austere than I usually would have taken her, like I said, with previous characters.
That definitely shows through.
I read Justin has been working on this project for years. So before taking on the role on Tracker, did you read any of the novels?
They were really great. My dad snarfed him down too. My dad loved them. He loved the cult book. That was great too, and I loved that one too. I mean, he really has been trying to develop this for years. This industry is really, really challenging when you want to develop something or create it. And so it really just takes perseverance and just a lot of just stick-to-itiveness, because it can defeat you pretty fast.
Well, Mike and I have listened to a couple of the books on Audible and really enjoy them as well. So I knew that the series was going to be awesome. Love the concept. So in this particular episode, Billy keeps us guessing, certainly throughout the episode. So it's hard to tell if we can trust her. I'm curious, what kind of direction were you given regarding that, and how much was left up to you and your own interpretation of Billy?
I think it was pretty much, and they were so sweet to me. They kind of just gave me the ball and let me run with it. I mean, they gave me her backstory a little bit, and I kind of filled it in where I saw a little, some lines. I filled in what I could, and just kind of took that direction myself. The way I saw her is she's using manipulative tools to her fullest advantage. She's a woman, and that comes as easy to her as breathing, right? And and we multitask very well. So I was just kind of trying to put together what her bag of skills would be, respectively, to cultures, because obviously we're different. He's a he does what he does, and he has his own special set of skills, and I have mine. And I think she's a lone wolf like he is. She's more tech savvy in many ways, so she doesn't have a Velma and Teddy. She kind of is running her own sort of situation over there, and I think she just relies on her wiles and what she can. Probably does an accent or two, charms people to get through a door. And that's kind of how I saw her. And I it's hard to trust her because of what we know she's done to Coulter, and she, you know, she backstabbed him. But I think she also uses that to her advantage to sort of recruit him to find this horse with her in the name of expediency, right? And then it's really her way of keeping an eye on him just in case he decides to get her back for the past, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely very calculated, and it works.
So obviously you and Justin have an amazing presence, not in just this episode, but also in real life. While acting is your craft, does it require a unique type of effort to withhold some of your natural chemistry, given that Coulter and Billy's relationship is complicated?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it wasn't hard because Justin is so different in this role. He is so still, and he's so self-assured, and everything he does is done with power. And it was relatively easy for me to go. It was sort of like role play, right? Where we're like, okay, we're different people, and this is not even in the room. So let's just play what's in the room. And so it wasn't hard at all, actually.
Wow. Okay. That's very interesting. Now, do you think there's a chance we may see Billy in future episodes?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yes, yeah, she's coming back.
Okay. I kind of felt like it was set up that way, and I was like, this is really good, and we need more of this. So that's good.
Absolutely.
To hear.
Definitely. Yeah, need,
I'm
definitely
so glad
need
you guys thought so. Yeah.
And then what can you tell us about the locations that they used in this episode, and were there, because I noticed how much countryside locations were used in this episode, so I was curious where about you guys filmed.
Oh yeah, we were definitely in the country. I mean, you smelled the cow like it was right behind you. It was, yeah. We shot primarily in Abbotsford, sort of all around Abbotsford, and it was heavy with manure. I mean, it settled there like smog. So it was so nice. But yeah, they found barns and places inside that there. I mean, I think it's like an hour outside of Vancouver. So we were there quite heavily throughout the episode.
Okay. Right. And then I did a little bit of a Wikipedia dive on you, just a little bit. I didn't go too crazy. I read that you speak four languages: Arabic, English, Spanish, and German, and a bit of, what is it, Galician Portuguese, right?
Well, that would actually be Spanish. My dad's he's born in Cuba. He's Spanish, but he speaks all that stuff.
But I was wondering if you can humor us for our worldwide listeners. If you could say this. Don't forget to watch Tracker Sunday nights on CBS, and maybe in a couple of those languages.
Yeah, I could say no te pierdas Tracker domingo, cada domingo. Farjo Tracker, cool head, afek.
That's awesome. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Of course.
Well, we like to do a little something fun at the end of our interviews, just sort of some rapid fire choices. So you don't have to think about it too much. You're just going to pick between these two things, which one you would favor. So the first one is stilettos or sneakers?
Ooh, stilettos.
Okay. How about racehorse or Mustang?
Ooh, Mustang.
Nice. And then we have ballroom or barn?
Barn.
Okay. And then Miami or Lexington?
Miami.
Nice. Did you guess any of those, Mike? Did you
She
guess any
threw me off
correctly?
with barn, because when she said stilettos, I figured she'd go with a ballroom and not a barn.
Yeah.
I
I
can't
know, but
picture
a
somebody wearing
ballroom is a
stilettos in a barn.
I got you, Mike. I
You
got
got
you.
us.
No, ballroom, because ballrooms, they can be a little bit stiff.
That is true. That is true. Yeah, could be. Well, thank you so much for your time. Just really appreciate that you were able to go through all these questions with us and give us a little more insight about the show.
Yes,
Yeah,
thank you,
of
Kathy.
course. Thank you guys for your time.